Tom today.
This is Free Talk Live. We are launching the hour number two of the program, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features on the site, they're free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Before we get back to the calls, we had a gentleman who's been holding, and several people have been holding patiently, so we will get back to you. But I want to welcome real quick our two newest affiliates. We did briefly mention WKVT in Vermont last week, but we weren't quite sure if they were on board with us, and we know they are now 100% on board with the program. So welcome to 1490 WKVT in Brattleboro.
Beautiful Vermont.
Beautiful communist Brattleboro. We love them over there. They're an interesting group of people listening to that
station.
Not
everybody's the same.
We love the callers. We had some really interesting calls when we filled in for their morning show over there, and it's an interesting group of people. And really, it just goes to show that, you know, on one side, we've got stations like WFLA, this behemoth of a conservative talker in Florida, and then on the other side we've got WKVT in Brattleboro, which is a progressive talker. So isn't it interesting that this is one of the very few radio programs that's not like a home improvement show that can actually cross over to multiple talk radio formats?
You boys a bunch of liberals.
Well, I don't know about that. Anyway, I also want to welcome WSVG on board, AM 790 in Mount Jackson, Virginia. So breaking into the V states now for the first time, Virginia and Vermont for the very first time, which I think is pretty exciting.
You think they group themselves together as the V states?
No, I don't think the people in Mount Jackson would get along very well with the Brattleboro people. But you guys can call in and talk to one another over the radio. And I just want to welcome all you new listeners on board to the program. If you're new to the show, you're going to be hearing something a little bit different. After all, I mean, how many shows can they put on? All the different types of talk stations. So we've got hot talk stations on board with this program, conservative talkers, progressive talkers, even a business talker picks up this show. So we're really all over the map, and it is truly the show about your calls. You can call in about whatever it is that you are interested in discussing, and we'll talk to you about it. So let's get back to your calls and talk to Thomas in Miami, listening to WFTL, yet another conservative behemoth talker in Florida. Thomas, you're back on the air. I wanted to make sure you had a chance to get all your thoughts out. So go ahead and recap real quick where you were going.
Thank you very much. First off, I had mentioned the fact that white America is now recognizing that they are now being housed in concentration camps and cars are searched illegally. I'm not prejudiced at all, but blacks in America have been suffering that kind of abuse since the beginning of time, as I can remember. The Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity surrogate, who wants to talk about the reason why we attacked Iraq, failed to realize that there were 19 terrorists on those planes. 15 were Saudis and 4 were Pakistanians. Ask why didn't we go and attack Saudi Arabia? I'll tell you why. Airspace closed in the USA, and the only aircraft that was allowed to fly, why there was a plane flying around that we didn't know where it was, that finally crashed somewhere in the desert, was flying Osama bin Laden's brother out of the country who was with Bush 1, and Bush 2 vowed to carry out when he was governor of Texas. If he ever get a chance to go to war with Iraq or Saddam Hussein, he was going to carry it out to the fullest. Saddam might have been an evil or a threat, but there were no al-Qaeda in Iraq.
No, besides that, there are evil men in all kinds of dictatorial positions around the world. Why single him out? Why not go into Africa and depose some of those guys?
Why single them out? Why not come right here in this USA and single out all of these child molesters and all of these serial killers that we got right in this country?
I'm most concerned. I mean, child molesters and serial killers, there aren't really that many of them. I mean, really, statistically,
there's a lot more politicians than there are child molesters and serial killers.
I think they're the most dangerous people in America, and I thank you for the call, Thomas. 800-259-9231
I do understand what he's saying, though. Fix problems at home before you go abroad.
Yeah, but you can't. The problem, though, is the government can't fix problems. All it can do is create problems. That's all the government does is it says on one hand, oh, just look to us, we'll take care of you, or we'll save you, we'll fix this problem, but there's nothing
they're good at doing.
They're bad at everything, and in many cases, not every time, but in many cases, their solutions create problems worse than the original problems they'd intended to solve. The war on drugs ring a bell for anybody? All right, let's continue with your calls. Mike is listening in Florida, and he's been waiting patiently. Hello, Mike. You're on the air on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, Mike. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, and one short word, I'll tell you what's on my mind. Debt.
Debt.
And
okay.
In this sense, the idea of personal debt.
Okay.
Now, I won't say who I work for, but let's just say I work for a financial institution, customer service. And I received a call from someone who had a business account with a certain government organization who had a little problem with some finance, right? I'm sure if you gentlemen have had credit cards, you've had to deal with that too.
Mm-hmm.
But I learned something that in my years of working in this industry that I did not realize is that if you work for a government industry, this person said they're not supposed to pay finance charges.
Really?
Uh-huh. The rest
so individually?
Of us, schmoes, mm-hmm.
Individually?
If we get a Visa or a MasterCard, any kind of card, and we get finance charges, sometimes they might waive them, but not all the time. So the rest of us have to pay, but apparently the government doesn't have to.
That's amazing.
Well, and I wouldn't necessarily believe what they said. I that would be something I would check.
I believe it.
Mm-hmm. But I don't doubt it.
Now, the other part of debt has to do with student loans. And I told you guys before, and well, my partner, before we met 20 years ago, he took out a student loan for about $1,800. He didn't finish school, went back into the workforce, had some problems with debt, and never, in a way, I kind of said maybe he admits it may have been his fault partially for not really covering it.
Mm-hmm.
But he recently got a notice at work that his wages are going to be garnished him 20 years later. And then $1,800
wow.
loan he took out 20 years ago is now $7,000.
Oh, gosh.
And they're going to start garnishing about $120 every 2 weeks from his paycheck. And what really makes this, and I'm trying to prevent myself from swearing. I know this is radio. You guys can't curse. I'm not going
that.
To, guys. But they basically screwed him over by coming up with some arbitrary decision in Texas. We live in Florida. So he had no chance to challenge this whatsoever.
Hmm.
It's not like any types of credit where you can make some kind of a settlement. Nothing like that. The arbitrator decided you're going to get
wow.
your wages garnished.
That is amazing.
Can
what can you say to that?
So I'm just telling all the
was
young
it a federal
people out there,
loan? It was
if
a
you're
student.
A college student, if you're new to listen to Free Talk Live, don't mess with federal student loans.
Okay,
you
that's
will
what I'm
be messed
sure.
up by this.
Yeah, I mean, you should avoid doing anything at all with governments if you can possibly avoid it. And just, there's no reason to get involved unless you absolutely have to, because there's always all kinds of, again, unintended consequences to getting involved in what you think is just an innocent little loan, but boy, they aren't just your average lender. Thank you for the story tonight, and thank you for the call. Let's continue. You can bring up anything. Let's go ladies first to Maggie, listening to WFLA in Florida. Hello, Maggie.
Hi there, how are you?
Hello, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I just didn't like how you basically compared the Bush administration to communist China. I don't think it was a fair comparison. And to answer your question, I think if communist China invaded America or came in and tried to put people in, I would be very pissed off.
Okay, thanks for the answer. Do you think that it's okay then that the people in the Middle East and all the different countries in the Middle East, I'm not going to just pick one of them, do you think that it's okay that they're upset that we're over there? Because many, many, many of them are.
Well, first of all, that comes dangerously close to justifying the 9/11 attacks because you're saying they were retaliating against us.
I think that attacking people that didn't have really anything to do with it is wrong. I think what they did is wrong. It was a criminal act, and I think they should be punished for that. However, I can kind of understand. Like, I'm trying to walk a mile in their moccasins. You know what I mean?
Well, here's the deal. The reason why we put people over there in the first place is because there was genocide going on in the Middle
East. When was this?
Countries.
When's the genocide you're talking about?
Okay, let's just stick with Iraq. Saddam Hussein was a genocidal dictator. Do you agree?
Well, I think that they, you know, they were able to prove that there was one incident with the Kurds, in court when he had his trial and stuff like that. But there's a lot
okay,
of
so,
genocide
okay,
going
so
on all over the
one,
world.
One incident of genocide. Okay.
But no, you said that the reason that we were over there was because of genocide, and I'm going to tell you that we've been over there for about 100 years.
The U.S. military has
since the Ottoman Empire fell.
Now
you remember the Marines that got blown up in Lebanon?
Hang on, I'm putting Maggie on hold, and we're going to try to bring her back, and I'm going to ask my board op to consult with her, maybe have her call back, see if you can get a better cell. Her cell phone's a little wobbly. I want to make sure she can get on and that we can talk to her about this. And take your calls as well about what you want at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is a live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live.
Welcome to the Shack Radio Minute, with thoughts and commentary on spirituality by the author and collaborators of the best-selling book, The Shack. Here's Paul Young, Brad Cummings, and Wayne Jacobson.
One of my favorite comments about the book, The Shack, comes from Tyler, who just graduated from Oregon State. And he says to Amy, my 20-year-old daughter, he says, Amy, this book is so far beyond your dad.
That didn't bug you?
No. I think he got to the heart of this whole miraculous thing. This is not something... I just wrote a story for my kids. I wrote a gift for them. So many things were unintended. So many things have risen out of that story that I wasn't thinking about. I wasn't thinking about writing a book about the Trinity or about the Holy Spirit or any of these things. And yet, here it comes. And here's God has done something so beautiful and so wonderful, so intricate. It's just a miracle just by itself.
For more information on the New York Times best-selling book, The Shack, please visit theshackbook.com. What if there is a God who really loves you? For those who have ever wondered how God can exist in a world of unspeakable tragedy and sadness comes a riveting new novel that could change the way you think about God. The Shack, number one on the New York Times bestseller list for the last 7 weeks, is the most talked about book of the year. It's an uplifting, endearing, unconventional look at a man, his pain, and an unbelievable encounter. The Shack is available wherever books are sold.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Alabama state code makes it illegal to drive barefoot. In Downey, California, it's illegal to wash your car in the street. In Minnesota, you can be fined for displaying that your vehicle is for sale. These laws are obviously not made to protect us, but instead to help states profit. The use of red light cameras is another great example. They intrude on your privacy, are unconstitutional, and cost you valuable time and money. SprayYourPlate.com is a spray-on photo blocker that protects against red light cameras, toll cameras, and speed cameras. One application lasts a lifetime, is undetectable, and each can covers up to 4 license plates. Simply spray it on, let it dry, and you're protected. All orders are kept strictly confidential, and for the month of August, receive free shipping and a $5 bill enclosed with every order. Call 1-800-276-9601. That's 1-800-276-9601. Or go to SprayYourPlate.com. That's SprayYourPlate.com. Don't give your money to the state. Spray your plate.
Oh, what a beautiful day for the beach. Look, up there in the sky, it's Nonex Man. He's in a dive.
He must have found some ugly toenails on the beach.
Let's go look.
I'm Nonex Man, and your toenails need Nonex Nail Gel. Stop hiding them in the sand. Take them out. Let's see them.
Ooh. Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Don't worry. Now there's Nonex Nail Gel. Use it on your toenails regularly, and they'll look fantastic in sandals.
Oh, I will, Nonex Man.
Great. Well, I'm off to find more ugly toenails.
Don't let Nonex Man find you with unsightly toenails. Buy diabetic-friendly, money-back guaranteed Nonex Nail Gel. It's in the foot care aisle at Supercenters, Walgreens, CVS, Longs, Meijer, Giant Eagle, Car Drug, Snyder's, Duane Reade, Philo, and Rite Aid.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want if you dial in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got a wiki over 1,700 pages.
created by listeners like you. You can go to wiki.freetalklive.com, get interactive. It's free, like everything else on our website, wiki.freetalklive.com.
If you're feeling a little chubby, do what I'm doing. Take the DEXC20 diet supplement. You can get it at Walgreens, CVS, most major drugstores. And I've lost more than 4 pounds, and it's just been about 2 weeks. DEXC20, you can also check it out at diet.freetalklive.com.
We're going to go back to Maggie, who is listening to WFLA in Florida. Wanted to make sure she had a chance to continue this discussion. Before you go on, though, Maggie, I want to sort of rebut something you started out your call with, and I just sort of let slide by at that point, was that you had suggested we were comparing the United States military with the Chinese military, and that's not really, in point of fact, what we were doing, though you did get the point of what we were doing, and I appreciate that. I want to make it clear, I don't defend the Chinese military, but I wasn't in any way comparing. In fact, there is no comparison. The U.S. military is far larger, and the U.S. military occupies over 130 countries around the world. China, Taiwan, Hong Kong, maybe a few of the countries in their region.
They're going after Taiwan.
Yeah, I mean, maybe.
I didn't say that you compared the military to communist China. I said you compared the Bush administration to communist China, which...
Well, the government in general is very, very socialist. Bush,
don't you think that,
whoever.
George Bush could pull the troops out of the 131 nations if he wanted to? And don't you think he should do that?
Well, my husband was in the Army for 6 years, and he served in Afghanistan, and he served in Bosnia.
Mm-hmm.
And he is proud of the war and glad that we're over there and, helping a country that has been under the rule of a genocidal dictator for...
Do you think that
for many years?
Do you think that some of the 25,000 people, the families that died, do you think that they feel like they're being helped by the U.S. military?
What families?
People were suffering and being killed before we went into the war. But
back
to your previous point about the why we went into the war, we went into the war because all of the reliable intelligence of the time told us that there were WMDs being produced.
Mm-hmm.
Now, okay. They never found any WMDs, of course. However, we had gone to Iraq before in the Gulf War because Iraq invaded Kuwait. So we were not aggressive.
Saddam Hussein said on 60 Minutes that he had been given the nod by George Bush Sr. to go ahead and invade Kuwait, that it was okay.
I think it was in Madeleine Albright or something.
It was an interview. And I wonder whether he did ask.
You would believe anything that Saddam Hussein says?
No, actually, you cited the wrong source, Mike. Maybe Saddam said that, but there actually is a citable source out there of the envoy to Iraq. Actually, he consulted with the U.S. government people and said, I'm planning on invading Kuwait. Is that all right? And they did give him the go-ahead. It's out there. I don't know who it was. Maybe one of our listeners that's on top of that sort of thing can call and actually cite the source. But really, I mean, they were buddy-buddy, and there's that picture out there with him shaking hands with Don Rumsfeld from the early 80s. So at one point, Saddam Hussein was on the U.S. government's payroll. And it goes back to your point, Mark, about how the U.S. government has had its troops and its CIA and its agencies over meddling in the affairs of these people for, as you said, decades.
Yeah, I'm for commerce with everyone, but entangling alliances, as our founding fathers said, with none.
Right. I mean, how do you feel about that quote, Maggie? I mean, the founding fathers made it pretty clear that going around the world, getting into these entangling alliances was a really bad idea. Do you just think they were wrong about that?
Well, wasn't it JFK who said that wherever there's injustice in the world, then we should go and help the people?
Superman! No, who cares what JFK said? I mean, as far as
well,
I'm concerned...
Well, you're talking about history, so...
Okay, JFK was wrong.
Right.
As far as I'm concerned, JFK is wrong, and he doesn't have the right to take my tax dollars and, put them towards, righting the rights as he sees them.
Well, I don't know. I just, when people are being killed, I don't think that we're unjustified in going over and
killing people. You're saying stopping the killing, but we killed more people.
Two wrongs don't make a right.
And now we've currently got,
More people. I'm sorry, we killed more people than were being killed for hundreds of years, as you said, hundreds of years.
Look, hold on. You want another country to invade this one because of,
there's crime here.
Yeah, the fact is illegal aliens are being tortured or, whatever they figure out, whatever reason they decide people are being hurt here. Do you think that...
Well, no, the Islamo extremists would like to make the whole world an Islamic world, and no, I would not.
Well, I think we're giving them credence by going in there and meddling in their affairs. We're giving people, we're telling, you know, I mean, they're saying we're the great Satan.
What you're saying is that you're comparing us again to Islamo-Nazis, Islamo-terrorists.
They're just, look, there's all they are is people that want power.
Well,
all we've got in this country is people that want power.
Right, what's the difference?
And is all they are is people that want power.
I mean, if they
want
to go spread their Islamo whatever around the world and the U.S. government wants to go spread its democracy around the world, really, is there that much of a difference?
Sure there is. You're talking, first of
no,
all...
No, there's not, sweetie. It's inflicting violence on your neighbors.
We're not talking about people who want power. We're talking about the American government wanting peace.
This isn't... You don't drop bombs
on people to get peace.
Right.
Sure
you don't kill people to bring peace. I mean,
sure
you leave folks alone. No, and you know what? Here's my biggest objection. You know, beyond all the policy disagreements we might have, here's my biggest objection, Maggie, and that is... Sorry?
Peace. Let's talk the Civil War.
If
you want to go back to history, we had to have a civil war in order to make peace in our country on the slavery issue.
Sorry, you're wrong about that.
The states entered into a contract, which they called the Constitution, and they had the right to withdraw from that contract. You don't go and kill the most Americans that have ever been killed in a war.
In addition,
Maggie,
you think they should have withdrawn and kept slavery in the Southern states?
Slavery disappeared across the globe without a bunch of wars.
Right.
It would have disappeared in the South, too. The United States government didn't need to go
so
and kill.
Okay, so we should have just waited a couple 100 more years.
Why did it end around the world and it would have taken a couple of 100 years, which, by the way, we would still have slavery currently in this country.
50 years. How about 2 years? How about 2 years more of slavery? Would that have been justified to wait just a couple more years of people being
as opposed
enslaved?
To 500,000 people dying?
Wait a second. Before you go on, Lincoln didn't free the slaves, and he didn't free the slaves in the Union. He didn't free them at all until after the Civil
That's
War.
That's what they taught me in government school, Mark.
He didn't free the slaves until 2 years after the South seceded. You know, that was only a political move in the midst of the war.
He freed the slaves in the states that he didn't have control over, right?
That's right.
I'm sorry, but my main point is that you're saying that slavery would have ended in just the same amount of time whether we had gone to war or not.
No, I'm not saying that. It would have ended of its own accord.
Peacefully.
It would have ended peacefully, and the war that killed the most Americans ever.
Right.
So you're
but
saying that
occurred.
Those people who were slaves, they should have just suffered it out and waited it out?
No, I would have been somebody, if I were alive back then, hold on, Mark. If I were alive back then,
Haiti.
I would have been involved in the Underground Railroad and saving those people from slavery. And again, as Mark pointed out, every other country around the world has ended slavery on a peaceful basis. They did not have to fight a war inside their own country over it. It's only America that did that. So to sit there and say that the death of over 500,000 Americans is justified because a handful of people were able to be unenslaved, which, as you pointed out, Mark, wasn't even the case. Lincoln didn't free the slaves. That's just a story they tell you in government school to get you to believe that government is great. Thanks for the call, Maggie. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves. In fact, as somebody could point out or argue that I'm involved in the new abolitionist movement, freeing the new slaves, because the plantation really just expanded. Slavery isn't over in this country. Yeah, there's no taskmaster standing around with whips at the moment, but we are enslaved.
We all have to pay taxes. If you don't, you go to jail.
And obey whatever it is they demand of you. More on the way. Free Talk Live.
The pressures of everyday life can deliver a serious blow to your health. Stress increases blood pressure, potential heart problems, strokes, ulcers, depression, and insomnia. Stress suppresses your immune system and inhibits weight control. Stress makes you nervous, anxious, or irritable. Introducing Nature's Renewal Supreme Anti-Stress Formula. When you're stressed out or need to ease nervousness, our Supreme Anti-Stress Formula calms simple nervous tension and soothes irritability. This non-drowsy, all-natural formula improves mental clarity and focus. Focus, allowing you to function better and enjoy life at home, at work, or even at play. Call us today, 1-800-383-8474. That's 1-800-383-8474. Or visit us at pncdistributors.com. That's P, the letter N, C, distributors.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Nature's Renewal Supreme Anti-Stress Formula. Get back to feeling well and being well.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? Tebow Tech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, Tebow Tech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The Tebow Tech Essentials Package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of Tebow Tech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TebowTech.com.
Attention. This is an extremely urgent, self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
Hey, Clyde.
What's up, Bonnie?
Well, I got a question about those shielded secure sleeves from Identity Stronghold.
Yeah, the sleeves that block us from stealing account numbers from the new credit cards with RFID chips. What about them?
Well, I mentioned them to our friends, and they went in for purchasing the secure sleeves.
Oh, Bonnie, if everyone starts hearing about the secure sleeve, it'll destroy our plan to steal credit card numbers at the mall with my new RFID reader.
I know, but these are our friends, Clyde. They promised not to tell anyone else.
I guess you're right. That's what friends are for, I suppose. Tell them they can get a 5-pack of secure sleeves that will fit credit cards and driver's licenses for $19.95. And Identity Stronghold also has a 3-pack of secure sleeves for passport books for $14.95.
And where do they buy them?
They can buy them online or get a mail-in order form at idstronghold.com.
idstronghold.com. Okay, well, what if they don't have the internet?
They can call 1-800-610-2770. That's 800-610-2770.
Thanks, Clyde.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up what you want. This is the live Saturday edition. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, and they include the archive, so if you've missed a moment of the show, just click and download right there from the front page of the website. Going back for an entire year, totally free, those other talk show hosts, they want to charge you for accessing their sites, ours we give away, so enjoy for free at freetalklive.com. Are you remodeling your kitchen or bath? Well, now you can purchase knobs, pulls, and faucets at wholesale prices and support a business that supports Free Talk Live. Internobs.com. Save 10% on your order by using the code FTL at checkout. That's FTL like Free Talk Live. That's internobs.com. InterKnobs.com. Friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs, pulls, and more. All at internobs.com. You know, before we continue with the calls, Mark, I'd made a point to you during the break that I thought was worthy of bringing up on the air. I didn't think of it
That's
when we
right.
were talking
so
with
smart.
Maggie. No, I don't suggest that at all. But I do know a thing or two about the history she was referring to, which she apparently didn't know too much about, the Civil War. And she was talking about how, well,
I think she knew what the government schools have told her.
Right. And that's, you know, I went to the government schools too, so I got that same story. But when you start digging a little deeper, you find out the truth about Abraham Lincoln. He's one of the most tyrannical, despotic presidents in this country's history.
Just brought in conscription, brought in fiat currency.
Yep, just an awful, awful man. And, you know, jailed his opponents, put the press in jail if they disagreed with him, all kinds of terrible things. And then her point, though, one of her points was, well, I mean, would you have had slavery continue on? Shouldn't we have had this war to stop slavery? And beyond the fact that, what was it, over 500,000 Americans died in that war? That wouldn't have been worth it. But how about how many slaves died? I don't know what that number is, but I know that the slaves were fighting down in the South.
I know they had, they had black regiments in the South and black regiments in the North. And, it would seem like if you owned slaves or, you were a general in the Confederate Army, you would send them out to fight. Hey, guys, if you considered them to be not worthy of human, they weren't actual humans or whatever it was that they were, a sick thing that they thought. But wouldn't you send them out to fight?
Would seem like they would. Let's go to your calls here and talk to Michelle, ladies first, listening in Florida, WFLA. Hello, Michelle.
Hi, how you doing?
Hey, just excellent. Great. What's on your mind?
Well, I wanted, with what I just heard you say about the Lincoln and the Civil War, I did want to also point out to you that both General Sherman and General Grant were slave owners. They were the Northern generals, mm-hmm. and General Lee, who led the Confederacy, did not own slaves.
How about that?
That
right.
is a fact. That
there,
is
were four, there were four
fact.
States in the Union that would that did not secede with the South that were still slave-owning states, and Lincoln didn't free the slaves in those states until 4 years later.
The Emancipation Proclamation actually freed the slaves south of the Mason-Dixon line.
Right, which
That's
he couldn't do. Which he couldn't actually do, so it didn't really do anything. It was just symbolic.
Yeah, it was just a thorn in the South side. The Civil War was actually about states' rights and interstate commerce. That actually wasn't the tangent I wanted to get off on.
Sure.
I'm actually one of those liberal pinkos that all your callers are calling you and telling you is so terrible, and I have listened to you just recently, and I enjoy listening to you simply because I think you're doing a great service by letting these people talk on the air and showing everybody how ignorant they really are.
They dig their own graves. I mean, we don't really have to do that much.
I know
a thing or two.
How can anybody get on the radio and say, oh, yes, we have to have a war to make peace, and we have to kill people to make peace?
It's very Orwellian.
And all this kind of stuff, and it seemed to never bother anybody that Saddam Hussein was doing all these atrocities way back in the 80s when he was dropping mustard gas on his own people. It didn't bother us in the least until John Boy wanted to avenge his father's presidency and take, give Saddam Hussein to his daddy for his birthday. And
I can't agree. I can't disagree with that, Michelle. I can't disagree, but I do want to roast you on the spit a little bit since you claim to be a liberal. Do you think it's okay to throw me in jail or take my property if I don't want to pay for, say, welfare or
government schools?
some wealth redistribution program that the government has?
I do think that you, as an American, have an obligation to pay your taxes like everybody else. And if you deliberately don't pay them, you should be penalized for it. I'm very glad that I live in a country where I have a free press, where you can have your radio show, where we have free enterprise, where you can go out and earn money. But freedom isn't free. Some people did pay for it with their lives. We're lucky we only have to pay for it in our taxes. And yes, you do have to support the Constitution.
We're going to disagree on this one.
So now, how you said that I was obligated to pay my taxes. Exactly how was that obligation created?
I don't know, to tell you the honest truth.
Because it wasn't. There is no real obligation. What it is there's men with guns and people that tell them what to do.
Right.
And
well, I think that there's been several laws passed by Congress that say you have to pay your taxes.
Those would be the people telling them what to do.
And also, I will say this.
Wait a minute, hold on, Michelle.
About people on, quote, welfare, and that you shouldn't have to pay to support people on, quote, welfare. That is ignorant, and that is wrong to go around
saying. Wait a minute. Now, hold on a second, Michelle. Wait, before you go on, I see where you're coming from. I like the idea of helping people that need help.
Right. I support Goodwill and the Salvation Army.
Right. It's just that I don't think that government bureaucrats are very efficient at allocating resources. For instance, if you have money and you give it to me, am I going to do a better job than you at spending your money for you?
Probably not.
Okay, here's another question. If you have money, you give it to me, and then I give it to somebody that you don't even know in Washington, D.C., who's going to be best at spending your money of those three individuals?
I'm sorry, you have to repeat the question.
If you have money... You give it to me, and then I take your money and I give it to somebody else that you don't even know. Who is going to spend your money the most accurately, as the in the way you might want it to be spent?
I don't know, but you'd have to ask.
You think the anonymous government bureaucrat?
Well, let me answer the question if I can answer the question. I give my money not only to taxes, but I give my money to private charities sometimes, and they spend it the way they see fit that's going to be spent. I also give my money to my stockbroker and my 401k, and they invest it for me. And sometimes they invest it wisely, and sometimes they don't. But the bottom line is to say that we're paying taxes to support, quote, welfare cheats, and to talk down about the poor is wrong.
Nobody talked down about the poor.
I'm not talking down about the poor.
I said
I'm going to roast you on the spit. Do you think I should be put in jail because I don't want to pay for welfare? That's not talking down about the poor. The poor and welfare are not the same thing. What I don't like about welfare is that 70% of a welfare dollar goes to middle-class bureaucrats in Washington, D.C., Michelle. It doesn't have to do with the legitimate poor people. It has to do with the cheats that are using the system and the bureaucrats that are feeding off of it like piglets
right.
on a teat.
I mean, the fact is, in the marketplace...
Well, I don't know. I'd have to see more documentation.
I'll give it to you. Here you go. Go to Ruart.com, Ruart. Dr.
Well,
Mary
you're
Ruart.
Too faster. I can't even write that down.
I'll give
down,
it to you again.
I'd be more than happy to look at it.
There you go. All right, here
just
it is again.
Promise, let me get a pen here.
The book is called Healing Our World. It's by Dr. Mary Ruart, and she's got all kinds of citations and information in there about how it is that if you want to help people, and I understand, I want clean water, I want clean air to breathe, I want people that need help to be able to get the help that they need.
Uh-huh.
It's just that I don't think the government is the best entity to do that, and the problem with government is if I disagree with what they're doing, they hurt me if I don't want to play along. Whereas if I don't give money to the Salvation
Army, Red Cross doesn't do that crap.
Right, and instead decide to give it to the United Way or whatever organization I think is best, then I'm making that choice to give my money to the organization I think is best based on whatever factors I deem appropriate, not based on some arbitrary bureaucratic situation.
You sound like a libertarian. Is this a libertarian show?
I wouldn't accept that term. I prefer the term voluntarist. I believe that people should interact on a voluntary basis, and I don't think we should aggress against our neighbors.
Unfortunately, people don't do that.
We're going to have to throw them in jail if they don't do what we want.
People that call themselves government don't interact on a voluntary basis, and that's what needs to change. I'll give you that address here. It's Ruart.com, Ruart.com. Dr. Mary Ruart's Healing Our World. Excellent book for people who care about others to show them that government actually hurts the people you're intending to help. More on the way, and I thank you for the call. It's Free Talk Live.
As many of you know, I put on a little extra weight with the baby. Not much, 10 or 15 pounds, but my pants don't fit right anymore. Some of them are darn hard to button. Now, I'm not a real good dieter. I cut back for a day or two, and then I break down and end up binging. My exercise schedule has been pretty lax, too. So I needed another solution. Well, I heard about a product called Dex-C20. I contacted them. I've been taking the product for about 10 days now, and I've lost 2 pounds. Now, that may not seem like a whole bunch, but I haven't done anything else. No dieting and no exercise outside of my normal activity. Most weight loss supplements make me mean and crazy. I can't take them. I'm too sensitive to the stimulants. Not Dex-C20. It's all natural and has none of the stimulants. You can find it at most major drugstores like Walgreens, CVS, or GNC. Go and pick up a bottle of Dex-C20 in the gold box today and start losing weight the easy way. Dex-C20.
Alabama state code makes it illegal to drive barefoot. In Downey, California, it's illegal to wash your car in the street. In Minnesota, you can be fined for displaying that your vehicle is for sale. These laws are obviously not made to protect us, but instead to help states profit. The use of red light cameras is another great example. They intrude on your privacy, are unconstitutional, and cost you valuable time and money. SprayYourPlate.com is a spray-on photo blocker that protects against red light cameras, toll cameras, and speed cameras. One application lasts a lifetime, is undetectable, and each can covers up to 4 license plates. Simply spray it on, let it dry, and you're protected. All orders are kept strictly confidential, and for the month of August, receive free shipping and a $5 bill enclosed with every order.
call 1-800-276-9601. That's 1-800-276-9601. Or go to SprayYourPlate.com. That's SprayYourPlate.com. Don't give your money to the state. Spray your plate.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water and is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
The digestive tract, a natural waste factory built within all of our bodies. Roughly 25 feet of tunnels designed to absorb nutrition and then dispel the waste. But what happens when the waste gets clogged up? More than 4 million Americans have frequent constipation, accounting for 2.5 million physician visits a year. Now there's AlloCleanse, an all-natural formula based on herbs and safe enzymes. AlloCleanse gently sweeps the entire digestive tract and supports comfortable, regular bathroom habits. You'll feel lighter and you'll feel clean inside. And when you remove the waste buildup with AlloCleanse, you'll have more energy. Energy to use on other things, besides worrying about constipation.
For a risk-free trial of AlloCleanse, call 1-800-204-6421. Call in now to find out how you can get two free gifts with your order. Try AlloCleanse risk-free by calling 1-800-204-6421. That's 1-800-204-6421.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, the live Saturday edition. Once again, that number is 800-259-9231, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. And all the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. And if you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, then vote for us. We need your votes. In this month of August, if you've yet to vote for Free Talk Live this month, please go to vote.freetalklive.com. I know a lot of our Saturday listeners, you only get the Saturday show. You may not have heard us ask for this yet this month. We need your votes. If you are close to a computer or will be at some point this month, go to vote.freetalklive.com. It'll take you less than a minute. All you need is your email address. It's only used for verification purposes, just to make sure you're a real person.
No spam.
Not some robot. And so it's not going to be spammed. You're not going to have your address sold. Go to vote.freetalklive.com and vote for the show. It's much appreciated. Helps bring us new internet listeners and impress our advertisers as well, which is all very, very important. At least if you help, if you like the show. If you don't like us, then oh well.
Go do it anyway.
Yeah, well, that'd be nice. Let's continue with your calls about whatever you want, and we will talk to, I believe, Jim is on the line listening to WFLA in Florida. Hello, Jim.
Good evening. How are you?
Hey there. What's on your mind?
Actually, I have two items I'd like to bring up. As I was watching the Democratic primary this year between Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama, I was watching them both intently and was impressed by both of them in individual ways. I did not see them either as a woman or a black man. I saw them as candidates. And then I started watching the results coming in from various states, and I saw that the blacks were voting for Obama 95 or 96%. And I thought to myself, I'm wondering if 96% of them think he's the best candidate because of his qualifications, or are they voting along racial lines? It goes further. I understand by the year 2040, whites in America will be a minority. Between blacks and Hispanics, they will be the majority. My concern is, are Hispanics voting based on ethnic background, and are blacks voting based on race for candidates? And if that's the case, If whites were doing that, would we not be considered racist?
Well, it's all very speculative.
There's a lot of white candidates out there, so I mean, I understand what you're saying. I certainly, you know, the fact that Hillary's a woman or Barack Obama's a black man really doesn't enter into my mind very much. It's not that I don't notice it. It's just that, you know, so what. But you know, there's a lot of white candidates out there, and I think that some white Americans do that.
It's all very speculative to me, and it's putting people in groups, which I don't like to do. I don't think that blacks are doing anything. There are individuals in this country, and individuals think differently about different issues. So that's not even a question you can really answer without putting people in groups and presuming that they all behave in the same way. So I think it's unanswerable.
Let me just throw this at you. I noticed the first primary, I believe, was in Iowa, and Obama won that primary, and one of the things that was so interesting to the press was the fact that a majority of white voters voted for Obama. So it is the press themselves that keep breaking voters into different categories.
Sure. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Of course, then again, you can make the point that the press is, you know, there's always this kind of this chicken and egg question with the press. Is the press actually setting ideas into motion, or is it simply reflecting the views of society in general? I mean, it's really hard to say, but they certainly are contributing to the problem of people not being considered as individuals. The press, of course, generally, the conservatives out there believe there's a liberal conspiracy in the press, and the liberals believe there's a conservative conspiracy. And I think what the issue with the press is there's a big government and pro-state, pro-government bent out there in the press. I mean, yeah, Fox obviously leans to the right and CNN leans to the left, but they both support, you know, they both support war for the most part, and they support the state, and so of course they support concepts that propagate the ideas of the state that help it stay powerful, and ideas like that are the ideas that put people in groups and treat them all the same based on the color of their skin or where they were born or whatever factors are there. Any final thoughts for us?
Yes. And the only thing that I would question on that, if I see an ethnic group voting 95% for a candidate, I would draw the initial conclusion that possibly either race or background may be a factor. It's just that it's such a large percentage. It doesn't seem to be that balanced.
What percentage? But hold on. You're not looking at the full the full picture. What percentage is actually voting? Because you can't forget about that fact. I mean, there's a significant percentage of Americans, in some elections it's a supermajority of Americans, that just chooses to not vote. Because, I mean, why should they bother? Whether it's Barack Obama or John McCain or Hillary or Bill Clinton or George Bush, they're all the damn same. I mean, they all want bigger government involvement in our lives, more intrusiveness and more expensive government. So, I mean, really, why bother even voting? So my question is, you're talking about primary voting. There's a very, very small percentage of people that bothers to turn out for that, and a smaller percentage is going to vote in that one primary, so really you're talking not even about a majority of people here.
So in a primary situation, in your mind, that kind of a percentage voting is not illogical. I mean,
what do we do about it? I mean, if in fact the black people in America are all racist bigots, and they will only vote for somebody because of their skin color, what do we as white people do about it?
I don't like this conversation. I don't like being considered a white person versus a black person. We're all human beings with different levels of skin pigment. Can we get over this putting people in groups?
I'm just wondering what he thinks we should do about it.
Go ahead, Tom.
Let's be aware of it. I mean, I do not consider myself in any way, shape, or form to be prejudiced or a bigot. At the same point, when I see Hispanics voting in block form, when I see blacks voting in block form, and they seem to have an undue influence in government issues based on their percentage of population, I have some interest in that. Does that make sense to you?
If I pay attention, and I'm white, and actually I have some Hispanic, Spanish heritage, but if I pay attention to this, and then I decide, oh, they're doing this, what do I do about it? Only vote for white candidates? Because I'm not willing to do that.
Oh, no, nor should you.
So there's just nothing I can do then.
Well, I think it should be. My point is, if those issues haven't even been brought up, there are such great percentages that are voting based on that, apparently that issue, but no one brings that up as an issue.
If
whites voted 95% for McCain, that would become an issue.
If I were to answer it from the standpoint of these ethnic groups, and it's very difficult because I'm not, certainly not part of those ethnic groups. I would say that they feel underrepresented, and they want somebody who understands their particular issues, and you know, so that's why they're voting for somebody of particular ethnicity. I don't think whites have that same problem in the electoral process.
When it all washes out, it won't matter anyway, because they're all a bunch of control freaks that want to tell
us what
to do.
Big government, doesn't matter what color they are.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. And again, I encourage people to get over this whole idea of, well, they've got brown eyes, or they've got brown skin, or whatever. They're human beings, and they can make decisions for themselves based on a variety of factors. Each individual chooses various different things in their lives, and usually it's not based off of what plot of land they were born on, or, you know, how old they are.
It's a silly
are.
Way to make decisions.
Yeah, it really is. Let's continue and talk to Tom in Hudson. Accidentally called Jim Tom, but Tom's actually here now in New Hampshire.
Yeah, first of all, during the first hour, you used something that I taught you. When a caller accidentally included himself in that war in Iraq, say, we've been over there fighting that war in Iraq, and you guys corrected him and pointed out that they are fighting that war in Iraq.
Yep.
Okay, I
see, we can be reasoned with.
And the other thing I want to bring out, as far as word power comes out, is very important for the bar for president supporters. If they would listen up here, be careful not to fall into this trap. What's wrong with this sentence? Okay, I don't like McCain because he supports the war in Iraq, and I don't like Obama because he supports lots of big government programs. So I'm voting for Bob Barr, the libertarian candidate. What you've just done when you say that is you've demoted the guy by calling McCain by his last name only, Obama by his last name only, and then suddenly implying that nobody has ever heard of Barr and that it's okay not to have known about Barr by calling him by his first name, his last name, and his party affiliation.
Well, I thought you were going to say the objection was that Bob Barr isn't a libertarian. He's just a Republican in disguise. That's I think that's the number one reason not to vote for Bob Barr.
Oh, yeah. But, I'm not saying that anyone should vote for should or should not vote for Barr. I'm just saying that the Bob Barr supporters need to be careful on that, or any candidate be
careful.
Well,
Bob Barr doesn't have supporters. I mean, I've actually read recently, and I thank you, Tom, for the call tonight, read a kind of an analysis of the Bob Barr campaign. This, again, is the libertarian so-called presidential candidate. This guy, these people that support, there are very few of these people, but the people that support Bob Barr are bewildered as to why it is that Bob Barr has not gotten any significant sort of contributions, campaign contributions. And, you know, the reason is because you're not a real libertarian, Bob. You're a joke. And people that are, or at least one time considered themselves real libertarians, I no longer will accept the term, but people that believe in liberty, I don't want anything to do with your campaign. Because you're a joke. Hour 3's coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237. Hemp.